Field Guide to Burying Your Parents by Liza Palmer, Chapter 1, Segment 2. I turn my back to the group as the announcer cuts in. Welcome to the Winter Fun Run. Tim motions for me to fall in with the rest of the crowd. I oblige, but can't focus. The message is, I'm not surprised it's Abigail who's urgently summoning me now about Dad, of all things. It's been, well, since Mom died, so almost 5 years since I've spoken to her or either of my brothers. When I pictured reconnecting, it certainly wasn't over a man who was no father to us when he was healthy, and certainly doesn't deserve that distinction now. The announcer continues. Runners, phase one. Phase one are the runners who will finish the 5K in 8 minutes or less. Please approach the starting gate. Phase one, runners who will finish in 8 minutes or less. I get as far away from phase one as is humanly possible. Tim and two of his hangers-on leap forward. Is this your first? Asks an older woman holding an umbrella. Could her umbrella possibly be aerodynamic? Oh, yeah, I answer, hopping up and down trying to keep warm. Concentrate. All I can picture is Tim and his cadre of ass-kissers getting trampled by the legitimate phase oneers when the starting gun sounds. Me and my husband are getting ready for the L.A. Marathon in March. He's running the half marathon today, but I'm not there yet, she adds, motioning to the steadily approaching herd of runners who are waiting their turn. Wait, 26 miles? The L.A. Marathon, I ask, as the announcer tells phase two to approach the starting gate. Phase two are the people who will be finishing the 5K in 12 minutes or less. I take yet another step back. I walked it, took 8 hours, but I finished, the woman exults. That's awesome, I say absently. The rain's nice, the woman adds. My normally straight blonde hair is hanging in spaghetti-like tendrils around my shoulders, and I'm sure my face has the pallor of a long-term shut-in. Is this woman retarded? Phase three, runners who will finish the 5K. Well, runners who just plan on finishing. Phase three. I wave at the umbrellaed marathon machine with a forced good luck and approach the starting gate, shaking my frozen legs out one at a time. Am I head in the game? I can't. I still can't focus. The vibrating reminder on my BlackBerry indicating I have yet another message is driving me slowly insane. It hasn't even been 10 minutes. On your mark, get set, go. My mind clears. My legs start moving. My breathing steadies. The rain is nice. Next month for segment three of Field Guide. I forgot my own title. Field Guide to Burying Your Parents, which is the title that I made up, so odd that I'm forgetting it. Talk to you next month. Bye.
Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter.